102.3 The Beach presents The Gone Fishing Show with your host, Rick Hale and Joe DeYoung.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing.
Babble,
babble, babble, babble. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
Babble, 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 babble. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're on.
Yeah, it's called Red Light.
Red Light.
Back
I
on.
Keep thinking up.
No. That's a red hair.
Okay.
No, not red hair.
Okay. All right. We have a question that we'll answer, but first we're going to go to
Captain Scott.
Captain Scott.
Shane, hold tight, buddy. We'll get back to you on that one. All right, Captain Scott down there in Ormond Beach. What's up?
I'm coming down there to see you again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And this time I'm going to stop.
He sees you, what, about three times a week now?
God. Yeah, he says he does.
Yeah, I know.
He comes down and passes right by. He's like, I don't want to deal with him.
Yeah. Okay, you know where the baseball field's got to go right by your place.
You're out off a whole road there. I pretty much grew up playing soccer at the fields right next to it.
Yeah, the soccer fields and the baseball fields, yep.
You probably jump right on 95 and head up there then.
Yeah, we do. And get off where the big motorcycle place is at, Harley-Davidson?
Yeah. Destination Daytona.
Okay. And, all right, so when I get off that exit, am I close to your place?
Absolutely. When you come out of Hull Road onto US 1,
yeah,
you end up crossing a lane and taking a left, and then you can take a right onto Pine Tree.
Yes.
The entrance of Pine Run, and you follow that all the way to the stop sign. So you'll probably take that Pine Tree Road about 4 miles or so, and then you'll drive through the woods. You come out to a stop sign, which is kind of a Y in the road. Take a right. You go along the flat road over the little Tomoka Bridge. Take a first left into Tomoka State Park.
Rick, Scott, you're talking about woods and pine trees and Rick Hale. So he could probably go in the woods and hit a pine tree.
But
so
I got
to be careful.
I got a GPS.
How
is the fishing down there?
The fishing is awesome. Anybody that has a chance to go fishing right now, I highly suggest it. People are catching nice mangrove snapper and nice redfish from the shore here in the park, even off of just dead frozen shrimp. Obviously, you've got the few people that are coming in saying, oh, what we're catching is catfish, but the guy that was there an hour ago in the same spot was catching nice big mangroves and nice big redfish. People that are catching live finger mullet or throwing artificials and really moving around are doing really good. Had a guy come in yesterday. He was only out fishing for about an hour and a half out on a little John boat and fished one of the little points right by the park and caught a 26-inch red. And they were just out chilling. A buddy of mine just went out today, said a friend of his saw big schools of reds. I can't say exactly where. He'd probably be mad at me. But they're around for sure. Lots of bluefish in the area. There's been some, 30-inchers and bigger.
Yeah, we're getting them too, huh?
Y'all getting them.
Off the beach more than, not so much the river, but off the beach.
Right.
We still have tons of bluefish in the river. I was out Monday just doing a little sunset fishing, sitting in a lawn chair on the beach there in the island in the river, and I caught a blue, and he was going after mullet the entire time I was reeling him in. So these guys are like, I always refer to the bluefish as piranhas. They have super sharp teeth. You want to keep all your fingers and everything away from their mouth. But when they are hungry, they pretty much just see red. They are just nonstop. He was like 3 or 4 different times. He just didn't even know he was hooked while I was reeling him in. He kept going after more mullet.
That's just like the using the red gotcha plugs, the red and white, for Spanish and blues.
And they will destroy your bag of plastics.
Yep.
Yep.
We got jack, bluefish, lots of redfish being caught now. I just sit there and look out the window at the store and see mullet getting blasted. So it's definitely a good time to get out and do some fishing. When I was putting the kayaks and canoes away last night, I didn't get to see what it was, but I heard a big slam. It was either a tarpon or a big snook. probably 10 feet off the shoreline, right by where the kayaks and canoes go. So, you know, there's hot times of the, there's like peak times of the year and not so peak times of the year. And this is one of those peak times of the year to get your kids or your family and go out, or just get away from the kids and family and go out and do some fishing and have some fun.
Yeah, I was down there last weekend. Actually ended up getting blown out on Friday. I didn't get to fish out on the kayak, but it's beautiful down there. I love that place.
Yeah, it's been great. The water level's kind of back to a normal slash high tide right now, and that's my favorite. Is if you can get a good high tide with another, you know, or get your tide to match up with sunrise or sunset, and you just start stacking up the feeding times. You know, you've got sunrise, which is a feeding time. If you can get a good high tide to match up with that, that's two feeding things put together, which ends up adding to more quantity and quality of fish. But it's just been one of those things. You can go out and relax and have a good day and still catch fish, or you can go out and really put some effort in and catch a whole bunch of fish. And it's just, I feel like a recording, but I mean, it's just that time to go out and fish. It's nice and warm. I mean, today we've got a little bit windy conditions, but the river doesn't quite look as bad as the trees do, so it's not quite as bad as you would think, you know, from inland areas.
You've got a high tree line there too, don't you?
We do, yeah. So even on a windy day, we'll have 15, 20-mile-an-hour winds. You could still come out and hug the shoreline in your boat, mm-hmm. or kayak or canoe, and get out and have a great day.
Yeah, it's like Palm Valley, same thing. You know, if it's blowing hard out of the west or the east, you're still pretty good. Now, you can get due north or due south, it's a mess.
Yeah, that was last night.
We'll have white caps out in the intercoastal, so it kind of scares people away. But when you come into the Tomoka and put it into the boat ramp here, you could have 3 miles that are calm and glassy to the left, you know, maybe a half mile or so to the right before it gets a little too windy. But that's plenty of water to be able to work and fish. And
yeah, that first creek, what is that?
Mouth and points and drops and all that good right. stuff.
I think that first creek up there, Strickland Creek.
Yes, yeah,
that's pretty sheltered. Yeah, that one's pretty sheltered.
Yeah.
Just toss a shrimp up to the shoreline and bounce it down with a little split shot or a small little weight. Just kind of keep working the shoreline. I do that a lot in the wintertime. I'll go back in Strickland and a little further back by Sanchez Park and some of those other areas where it's a little bit deeper. So it's kind of a more consistent water temperature down to the bottom. Plus, in the winter, we get that north wind, so back in Strickland and some of those windy areas with tall trees, you can at least stay out of the wind pretty much any time.
Right.
But right now, I mean, tomorrow's supposed to be beautiful. I think 7 to 9 at the peak of the wind tomorrow, and it's going to be about 82 or 83. And all this week has just been perfect weather. I mean, you couldn't ask for better conditions than we've had this week.
Cool beans.
Captain Scott, we appreciate it, buddy.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
All right.
How'd they get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me is 386-673-0022. That's 673-0022. You could also check us out on Facebook at Tomoka Outpost and TomokaOutpost.com. And the Gamble Rogers Outpost up in Flagler should be opening in the next few weeks. We just have a few little kinks to work out, and we'll be set to go.
All right, buddy. We appreciate it.
And we're going to talk about...
We're going to get back to Shane. He wants to know, I never understood pre-fishing an area the day before tournament. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Like, you're a real captain?
Yes, in as little as 7 days, Sea School can prepare you to become a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain. Sea School has been working with folks just like you for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Stop taking friends out for gas money and start making money as a fishing guide. You can even write off your boat as a business expense. In Jacksonville, call 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. That's 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. Our motto is, we hold your hand until it holds a license.
Your boat is so big.
No matter how well maintained your boat is, things still still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793. Beach Boulevard Motorsport is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com. Let's return to the Gone Fishing Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. At Rick's, we keep fishing affordable. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-296-2692. That's 904-296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, thank you for staying with us. I got a great question from Shane Gardner. I'm going to tell you all what back when I was competing in tournaments, John Eggers and I would try to get in a tournament per month, at least one a month or one every 6 weeks or so. And that's back when the redfish tournaments were real big. There was two trails that you could fish. And a lot of the tournaments were here in Jacksonville because Jacksonville had such a good redfish population. But there also were a couple of local tournaments that that were held here that were redfish tournaments before the Florida Lure Anglers Club was formed, which they now have their own tournaments. John was my partner, and he would go out, and he would not fish. Okay, he would get in the boat, and he would ride the boat, and he would go close enough and loud enough along the bank just to see where the schools were at. See, you know, then he would go almost the whole week, 4 or 5 days before the tournament, and he would not fish where we were going to go fish for the tournament. He would go and check to see if the fish were still there. Now, the fish could be on the bank, let's say, over at Palm Cove, and during a whole week, they might move down towards the Atlantic Boulevard Bridge. But John was following that school to see where it was moving to and how far it was going down. And when I got on the boat with John, because I was working the store, tournament day, when I got on the boat with John, he went straight to the fish, and we had two fish in the boat usually within an hour or two. We won one tournament in the first 10 minutes, and we still think those are the two biggest redfish ever weighed in a tournament. But John Eggers is an expert. He's a guide now, and he does basically the same thing. The days he does not have a charter, he'll go out and ride the area and look at it, so see if he can see the schools moving around. Now, as the summer gets hotter, it gets harder because the fish are not in packs. The schools are smaller. Instead of you seeing maybe 30 to 40, 50 fish, like we did in February, you're getting down now. If you see two, three, or four fish in the hot weather, they're packing. But he never went fishing into the schools that we were planning on using for the tournament. And I think Shane has a very valid point. You know, why are you out there fishing and hooking fish that you're planning on going out the next day to try to catch for a tournament? It, to me, doesn't make any sense at all. And
I mean, I agree with that definitely. If you're fishing the flats, you know, if you're fishing that super skinny water, yeah. That, if that's your plan for the tournament, sure, go out there, you know, the day before, a couple days before. To me, if I go out there, I see the fish, I'm not even going to throw at them.
Let me throw the question out there from Shane so other people, if they got something they want to feedback, they can give us a call. All right, the question was, I never understood pre-fishing an area the day before. Talk about putting pressure on fish. You are working up the place you plan to hit. I get scouting new areas and trying to find new places to fish, but I don't understand why people pre-fish their spot the day before, except to see if they are still holding. If you get one or two, you know they are there. Just leave, don't hold the spot all day, and overwork the fish. So that's, you know, and Rick just answered that basically without reading the question. But
now if I'm fishing deeper water or, you know, to his point, a new area, you know, absolutely, I'm going to want to, you know, make sure they're there and see what they're eating. But same deal. Once I find them, once I get one or two to chew, I'm going to leave. You know, I'm not going to sit there and pluck 10, 15 of them out of there.
Mm-hmm. Chappie, you got another issue on this?
If you want a really good school, you better sit there all day. That way somebody else don't come in and pluck them all day. Dude, if you think you're the only person that fishes this one spot,
I know,
and you're not going to fish that spot the day before the tournament, I guarantee there's five other people in line going to fish that spot for you.
I feel the same way.
I mean, you here's the bottom line. You get a tide cycle in Jacksonville. You get every 6 hours. Mm-hmm. You get water in, water out. Those fish are going to come in, come out, come in, come out. Unless you go in there and beat them to death with a boat and slaughter them and all that, they're going to come in. They're going to follow their pattern from day to day.
Right.
They're going to be back there. Now, if you go in and catch 400 of them, all 400 of them, and you leave hooks in them and you gut hook them and all that, then or you chase them away, then they're not going to be there the next day. But if you go in and catch a few the day before, I don't think it's going to bother them. I mean, I've had tons of days, especially Forgotten Coast, and you don't have the tide cycles you have in Jacksonville. You fish the same spot the next day, and they're there. The big ones are there. It's the time of year. It's their feeding pattern. It's what's foods prevalent in the area. It's the moon, the pressure, all that jazz all together.
And water temperature.
I never understood that sore mouthing thing. Oh, you're going to sore mouth your fish. You're not going to bite the next day. I've caught fish with a lure in his mouth that he just broke off somebody else 5 minutes before.
Mm-hmm.
I've caught a guy's caught fish with my lure in his mouth and gave my lure back.
Right.
I mean, I don't buy that. So it's to each his own, though. You know, whatever. If you have success, putting in your head that you're not going to fish that area the day before because you don't want to spook those fish, and you're going to go the next day and have a great day catching those fish in that area, hey, there's nothing better than confidence.
Yeah,
well, that's right. Yeah, well, you had the great point. Just don't beat them to death. Get some and move on out.
A lot of the areas that we used to fish and. 15 years ago when the redfish tournaments were real big, people like John, they kept diaries. In other words, the tide, the moon phases, just everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a basic book, and a lot of good guides still do that. I would love to see if Larry Minyard has a book.
Well, a lot of guys don't have books, but it's like a golfer playing golf. A golfer that's played golf all his life, he can play 18 holes for 4 days in a row, and the announcer comes up and says, how about that second shot on the third day on the fourth hole? And that guy will bring that memory back from that hole, exactly how the wind was blowing, exactly which blade of grass he hit the right way and wrong way, exactly how that ball came off his. Now, when you get a little older, Rick, I understand now you can't remember all those shots like that and where they went and how the wind was blowing that day and all, But if you put your time in on the water and you do it over and over and over and you take it to that degree, then you remember those things.
But, well, back then, a lot of us kept books.
Right.
We kept books. And yeah.
I got books, too, but I didn't want to say that.
That's the same kind of book that I would keep when we went golfing.
I would go out to the course the night before, and I'd put three balls to the left-hand side in the woods because I know that's where I hit it every time.
Yeah, yeah, that's not what we're talking about.
And so when I walk over there, I just kick one out.
See? There you go.
I don't have to hunt for that one I just threw in there.
Now, I think it's a little different in tournaments like the IFA where you got a pretty good contingent of folks coming in from out of town. You know, they don't have the local knowledge. They don't have right. years of fishing this area to go back in their memory or their books. So, I mean, those guys, you know, saw quite a few of them early in the week leading up to it. And, you know, that's what they have to do to get on the fish is pre-fish them. So.
Oh, Titus, most of our tournaments were in Titusville, Jacksonville, and one on the west coast of Florida. And
but
the Titusville, we would go down and rent a hotel room. I can never forget it, the Holiday Inn. Right there on the intercoastal, and this is a little boat ramp right there, and we'd go out. If you ever fished in Mosquito Lagoon, you know there's not a whole bunch of places to go out. It's a lot of shallow water out there, and we would mark the spots, and we didn't have all the fancy GPS locations and returns and so on. It was something that you had to do by memory, and you know, now electronics, you can track yourself and mark spots where you caught fish at and so on. You can mark spots where the holes were deep. Back in the good old day, you know, a offshore fisherman would shoot you. He'd kill you if he thought you were standing next to his GPS and where he had all his numbers listed. That was just a, you know, half the bodies we found out in the ocean were guys were peeking on other people's GPSs. So that was how people fish, you know, before. Now you guys got every gadget in the world. You got trolling motors that hold you in spots. You can put that GPS number inside that trolling motor. It takes you there, holds you there. It's a really a different ball game now.
You can see the contour of the bottom.
Yeah, you see the contour with the machine.
Easily.
And usually, back in my tournament days, a depth finder would be straight down. Now you got 360. Now you go around, you can see everything around you as far as logs, structures of any kind, holes.
Well, that's what you started fishing on was a log, right?
No, that's why I started surfing on back in the day. We just kind of caved it out, you know, cut it out. Cut a tree down and made a surfboard out of it and called it a log.
They had trees back then, too?
Yeah, wow. God had got them growing by then.
The ones that the dinosaurs didn't eat?
Yeah.
You had any luck with topwater lately, Rick?
Matter of fact, that's all I use. I'm like Linnea. 90% of everything is a topwater lure.
Yeah, and, trout are starting to come out and go after it a little bit.
I tell you, the old fishing I used to like was float fishing. I used to love to float fish with a shrimp or a mud minnow. And I do have a float rig in my boat that I still throw out. And then I like to stand and throw my top water while I watch my float.
I know that's old Mr. Frank Gregg's favorite pastime. I just saw him in the boat place the other day, and we were chatting about it.
About float fishing?
Yeah, he loves that float fishing. He does. He tears them up.
It's a dark, you know, the popping cork came out and the float fishing kind of died off, but some of us old guys like Mr. Greg and I
it's effective, man. You can change the depth on it. It's very versatile.
904-296-2692 fbmgjacks.com. Go by there and check that out. Alright, y'all stand by. We got two more segments in this show. We'll be right back.
WSOL HD2 Brunswick, W272CQ Jacksonville, 102.3, Jacksonville's greatest hits.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A week before President Trump plans to host China's president, he's signing a pair of executive orders today aimed at cracking down on trade abuses. Vladimir Putin's press secretary says relations between the U.S. and Russia have sunk to a new low, perhaps exceeding the hostility between the two countries during the days of the Cold War.
President Trump's top lawyer inviting a group of Republican and Democratic lawmakers to view classified information at the White House has to do with allegations of Russian interference in the last U.S. presidential election. The Islamic State group and terrorists linked to Al-Qaeda trying to drum up outrage over a sharp spike in civilian casualties said to have been caused by U.S.-led airstrikes in Iraq and Syria. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 7 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Could break a record with a high of 88, partly cloudy and breezy this afternoon, 59 clear skies tonight, then 86 and lots of sun for Saturday, 57 a fair night for Saturday night, Sunday with sun will go up to 84, 64 for Sunday night, then some rain for Monday, pretty good rain chance, 87 the high, 63 the low for Monday night, then 86 with partly cloudy skies Tuesday. Hurricane Matthew came through northeast Florida with a vengeance and left in its wake hundreds of residential and commercial docks, either destroyed or badly damaged. You would have probably called to get an estimate on what it would cost to restore your dock or boat lift back to pre-storm condition, and some of you may even have fainted upon receiving the estimate. Introducing All Dock Repair, a local company that can repair or replace your dock without destroying your bank account. Whether your dock was 25 feet or 200 feet long, All Dock Repair can make it whole again. All Dock Repair has over 15 years of experience repairing and replacing docks, so they know what it takes to make sure you're completely satisfied with their work without ripping you off. To receive a reasonable estimate to replace or repair your dock, call All Dock Repair at 904-513-8321. That's 904-513-8321. That number once again, 904-513-8321.
I'm John Vitas, one of the voiceover guys here at the station. I want to tell you about SNC Square Contracting. They just put a roof on my house, and my wife and I couldn't be happier. They were helpful with my insurance claim, their work was impeccable, and they kept the job site clean. SNC Square is also a certified CertainTeed Shingle Master Applicator. I worked for years in the construction industry, and I'm here to tell you SNC Square is a company that I would recommend to family, friends, and you. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 381-8518. That's 381-8518.
Justin, Wendy's is adding the quarter pound double stack as an option in the 4 for $4 for a limited time. With so much beef, that's a deal so good it should not exist. In related news, because their wings are too small for their bodies, bumblebees should not be able to fly. Here to comment, bees.
Wait, we're not supposed to fly?
Kinda like how a quarter pound of beef should not be in the 4 for $4.
Yet it is. That's over a quarter pound of fresh beef with 4 nuggets, fries, and a Coke, all for just $4. Any other bee puns?
No, we're good, honey.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes 4-piece nuggets, small fries, and drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Saving secret from Arm & Hammer. Most people aren't crazy about doing the laundry, but everyone loves saving money. Yeah! Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean Power Packs makes doing the wash easier with convenient single-dose packs, and it gives you a savings of up to 50% versus the leading pod. Ooh! And what's even better, Arm & Hammer Power Packs are the only ones with the 2-in-1 cleaning power of baking soda plus OxiClean Stain Fighters. Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean Power Packs. It has what everyone likes. Big clean, small price. Yeah!
Let's return to the Gone Fishing Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. At Rick's, we keep fishing affordable. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-296-2692. That's 904-296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, again, thank you for staying with us. Once again, I want to mention and remind you that the Florida Surfcasters is having their open tournament May the 6th. Their captain's meeting, and I guess the weigh-in is at Strike Zone. I don't. They used to do the weigh-in at the beach, didn't they, Joe?
Yeah. It's at, well, yeah, it used so to. Last time I fished that tournament, that's when...
Sue Ellen?
No, not Sue Ellen. Who was the old man we used to fish with off the pier? Flatfoot from New York. Anyway, but it was at the tables is where they used to hold the weigh-ins.
Okay.
Way out to almost to Volano.
So I'm not sure if the captain's meeting is just there or...
Lester. Ups
Lester, yeah. Yeah. Or if the both the captain's meeting and the weigh-ins are going to be at Strike Zone.
Yes, it is. Weigh-in is at Strike Zone.
Okay. All right. So now
Thank
we know...
Thank you, Anna.
Okay. So Anna's going to buy her a Missy Skiff. Is that what she said?
a miniature something. No, that was Steve. Steve had a Mitzi. We had a Mitzi skiff, which I'm buying. No, he had a Mitzi skiff, which I am buying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I used to sell those, and those are fine little boats. They were bought. The Mitzloff family could not keep up with the demand that they have for the boat, and they finally sold the molds to a company in Georgia that makes it now. I've seen the new Mitzi skiffs. They look just like the old ones. I tell you what, you get down, you go riding in that boat, and you listen to the slap. There's no noise at all.
Yeah. Nice little boats for sure.
Okay, now we get a little explanation. Leon had the Mitzi, okay?
Right.
She's buying it.
I could understand that. That was
pretty
simple.
That's a nice little boat. Okay. I see it down there.
And
the
she
time.
Will
nice
be
boat.
Way in at the strike zone. She's working the way in.
Oh, I thought she was going to weigh in. That's the way
no,
you said it.
No, he's only got a certain scale that goes to a certain point. But, oh, God, I just screwed up again. I got Jacqueline mad at me now. Now I got Anna mad at me. But they've only got a 300-pound scale, so we're all right.
Jacqueline told me she told
you. I love
you,
baby.
Jacqueline told me she told you the same thing your wife tells you.
Oh, yeah, I know. She blocked me last night.
I don't blame her.
I know. I told her, you're only the fifth woman that's blocked me last night. It's no big deal.
Only?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Okay, back to fishing.
I'm on a roll.
All right.
Toby will be next.
Toby's blocked you 100 times. She lets you in and out like a damn.
Easy. All right. And I do want to say hi to Emily. Emily is listening. Hey, sweetie. All right. Chappie.
I ain't saving you, Joe. You dug the hole.
Let's
you done,
go fishing,
you done dug the hole and buried yourself, man. You got Anna and...
He's in trouble.
You know, yeah. I don't care.
Another
anymore,
redhead
man.
Behind the glass, too. You got to get out the building safely.
I'm
leaving way before you today.
Where our producer waits till he gets to right at the edge of the stairs, and then she kind of gives him a nudge.
I have the one who must be obeyed. As long as she's happy, I don't care what else goes on.
Ladies, take it easy on him. He's a cat man. Take it easy on him now.
I've never seen
one. He don't have a dog.
I've never seen one man get so many telephone calls from his wife. And the only thing she wants, bring home the milk,
bring
please.
Home milk.
Nothing else
for her.
You
were the cats.
Oh, gee whiz.
Okay.
So one thing that I always chuckle about, I don't chuckle about it because it almost happened to me, is that topwater. I was leading into something when I asked you about that topwater. Is I remember way back when, I could talk about it now because I think they probably don't remember me anymore. But I did a seminar one day on just a 101. This thing is not working right.
I
did a little 101.
You having trouble holding it up?
And and I told them about when you get in those trout, you know, they just like to catch one after another. You know, they ain't real big, 12 to 15 inches or whatever on top water. I said, don't ever grab them in your hand and take that top water out.
Oh.
You know, because that trout will
shake
and it'll slip right through your hand, and you instinctively go to grab that trout, and guess what you got? You got them 6 treble hooks in your hand.
Re-piercing.
Well, I did that at a seminar I did way back when, and I told everybody about it and all, and I said, you know, listen, this is very, very important. Whatever you do, listen to this part about top water. And I explained it, and I went through, and I over-exaggerated. Well, that Saturday, it was a couple, her husband and her, had went out to this spot that I'd showed them, and I said, you know, you can get trout here and all. Well, as I was paddling out that morning, they were coming in. And I could, you know, you can hear things from way across the water and all.
Yeah.
And all I heard was, oh, I hope that's not Chappie. So as soon as I heard, like, I hope that's not Chappie, I was like, well, I wonder who the hell that is.
Right?
I'm going to see what's going on. Well, I went over there, and sure enough, she was just like, oh. I said, what's wrong? She goes, I did what you said not to do. She got excited and grabbed that trout, and that trout slid right through her hand, and she had a hook right there in the meat of her thumb right there.
On the way to the hospital.
And they were on the way to get it cut out. They had just got in. They beat me in the water that day, but they were beating me out too. So
everybody needs
public
to learn
announcement.
That string technique.
Yeah, well,
it works, but
I don't care. I'm going to the hospital.
I don't. I
had gotten. Remember that one I told you about? Yeah. I got it right here in my Achilles on the pier. Big treble hook went in, and then when I went to take a step, the other one went in over here on the left side. So I had two of them. That boy, he took. What's his name? We caught the flounder.
I pass out, hit my head before I can do all that.
But he put that string in there and tied that thing, and pop, pow, I never knew it came out.
That lidocaine, lidocaine, that needle only burns for a second, right. And then he'd get it right out and clean it up.
Justin. And you're good to go. Yeah.
And as long as you're up on your tetanus shot, you're good. So
that's like one of my biggest fears is to have to go to the ER because I caught one off a 12-inch trout. You know, if I got like a 30-inch red or a 30-inch trout and I end up burying a treble, hey, man, I'll take that ride with give a smile.
Yeah, so there's some days on those IFAs or something, and that thing goes right in my lap, treble hooks and all, because, I'm not going to lose it, you know. But it's different when you take one for the team with a big fish. But, I'm telling you, so many people have made that mistake trying to hold on to that trout.
And they're usually the smaller ones are the feistiest. You know, your bigger fish are going to fight longer, and by the time you get them in the boat, they're going to be a little more lethargic. Yeah. But, man, those little suckers, they will flip and flop all over the boat.
I have seen people hook, when we used to fish the tournaments, their partners are not aware they're at, and they go back, boom, got a double hook in the back of the head.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those.
Yeah, when you're out there fishing with somebody, especially if they're on top water, you know, make sure you look and see where your partner's at before you go to cast
out. Absolutely.
Nothing like watching them fish just bang the hang out of that top water and throw it up in the air and everything else, but you got to be careful. You got to realize there's six hooks, six barbs on there.
Yep.
Unless you're using a super spook, then you got nine.
So if I'm using treble hooks, it's getting netted. Yeah. I'm not putting them in my lap.
But that's another problem. In the tournament, I don't got time to be digging that hooks out that net. I got to go on to the next fish.
I finally got a rubber net, and it makes a big difference. You know, you still got to fish it out a lot.
Yeah.
I still carry. I got like a big old basketball
Boga grips. Boga grips are the best. Boga grips are the best.
There's fish grips. Yeah. That's how you need to take the treble hook out of the fish's mouth. Yep. The fish is held by those grips, then get your pliers, and you keep your hands away.
Yeah, that's take your time.
Now, matter of fact, we've been joking about Anna and Jacqueline.
No, Joe's been joking.
Get it right.
Jacqueline caught herself a nice 24-inch red this weekend. Her and Anna were out fishing one of their favorite spots. I'm not going to mention because I'm not sure where Anna's going to fish the tournament, so I'm not going to say. But it was a nice redfish. Now, poor Anna didn't catch nothing, but Jacqueline had a nice catch.
Yeah, at least somebody's getting them. I know I'm not.
Me and Terry went out that day, and I hate to say this, guys. Every time I go out, she seems to come in with more fish than me.
It's because she's more patient. Women are inherently more patient.
They must be more patient on the water than they are at home.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I don't seem to work out real good. When
I'm not even going to go there.
Just want to mention, we just got another subscription to the Fishing Connection. If you're out there listening, we appreciate it. Subscriptions are rolling in, my friend. People want this paper big time, and they want to be sure they get it every month, because I'm telling you, if you get out there in the field 2-3 weeks away from the first, these papers are just about gone. So we've got so many distribution points that are wanting these papers now, and everybody's grabbing them. So
telephone number for the show is
296-2692. Be right back.
Have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack.
does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-287-09. That's 904-287-09. And receive $50 off your first service call.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. RealKeeper Realty, your home, your future. Our commitment.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
Save nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard Boat Ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jack's Beach.
Let's return to the Gone Fishing Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. At Rick's, we keep fishing affordable. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-296-2692. That's 904-296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, we're back, and this is our last segment. That's the past 2 hours. Gentlemen, I want to thank you all very much for being here. We got about 10 or 15 more minutes. And, John, is there something we hadn't covered that you would like to hit on or something?
No, I think, I think I got a good – I appreciate you guys inviting me. I always come – it's always nice to come talk about something you like to do all the time.
Okay. Okay, we do have a caller on line one. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, good. What's up, guys?
What's happening, Jeff?
It's Cuz. Hey, Cuz.
Good show from what I've been able to hear of it today. Trying to listen in and out of the truck, but, you know.
So did you hear that part about where all those...
The car's going to be rough.
Did you hear that part about all those people?
Wait a minute. And what were you saying, Jeff? Go.
So it's going to be tough tomorrow, but my money's on Jim.
Don't waste your money, brother. Don't waste your money.
I heard you on that big trout bite.
Big trout in...
I seen the picture of that whopper you had.
Which one is that?
Jeff, have you been lying to us for 2 hours?
I've caught one decent fish in the last 25 hours of fishing.
Boy, you didn't put him on a spot.
My son was in town in the Navy, so I took him out yesterday. We went out to Browns. Dustin got a little slam. Melissa caught a nice little redfish, but, man, it's been tough. I fished a few days before out in the river, and absolutely horrible. Out fishing for flounder, I caught 4 yellowmouth trout.
Well, yeah, where did Cabler tell you that he caught that big trout last night?
In the river between Hushmouth Creek.
Hey, Jeff?
Did you
didn't hear earlier where I got everybody lined up at your house waiting to follow you to catch 10 flounder?
I heard that. If they're going to be following me for flounder, I think they're going to be in a world of poop. Yeah. So I haven't fished since the El Cheapo. We didn't catch any there. It's just I really haven't
Where did you get the fish? Where did you get the fish to make that beautiful design for the paper?
He got that
paper?
On the cruise.
He got it on the cruise.
Yeah, I got it on the cruise. No, that was a redfish that I caught last month.
Okay.
I can try it out and make sure the pictures are good before I send it in. So.
Well, you were the big
fish here and there somewhere.
You were the big winner last year, right?
Yeah, I won it last year. I'm going for a repeat this year, but man, I'm not on fish. I haven't been pre-fishing, and then all last week I was going on a cruise, so you know, no fishing there. The only fish I got there was like some swordfish at dinner a couple of times.
Well, Jeff, while I got you on, let me go ahead and break the news to you, my friend. You are scheduled.
I'm not gonna win.
You are scheduled for next week, and guess who you're scheduled with?
Elizabeth.
No. Close.
Dang it.
Linnea. Linnea.
Okay.
If I can get a hold of her, buddy, I'll hook both of y'all up.
I knew you wanted one of the two.
Yep. That sounds good, guys. Hey, I'll be listening.
All right.
No,
have a great one.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you up there tonight, Jeff.
See you later, Jeff.
Bye, guys.
Has somebody been lying to us over here for 2 hours about the gym, trout? Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'm in an online tournament, and that's what I fished for so heavily the last couple of days. Go ahead and check the leaderboard, see where I'm at.
Hey, it's two strategies. It's either 10 flounder at 12 inches, 120 inches,
yep,
or six trout over 20 inches.
You can't catch
it. And that's 120.
I know.
So
the way they do the rules are,
if you catch it over 20, it only counts as 20.
Yeah.
So, same thing with the reds. If you can only catch the red over 27, it's still 27.
I've sat around a campfire with this guy, okay, in 30-degree weather, and he's telling a story. He's telling a story.
Is he telling a story?
He's telling a story.
And
we were even
drunk. All righty.
In other words, but you,
all right.
In this tournament, you can photo six trout over 20?
That's the way I read the rules. If you can do it for a red, why couldn't you do it for a trout?
Yeah, but you got to catch them first, and at this point, it doesn't matter because I haven't been catching them.
I mean, you figure you, but I'm talking about strategy here.
You're
not
going
to go for two reds at 27. That's 40, 50, 54.
Oh yeah, it's a numbers inches. Game. Definitely.
So you want either 10 flounder at 12, which is 120, or
yep,
six trout at 20, which is 120.
You want to
so.
Go after your limits on flounder and trout. You know, reds. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, you max out, you get 54. That's good. But you got more bang for your buck if you can limit
man.
Out on
you know
on
what?
Your
people
are
going
to
be shooting me now because I gave away strategy.
Hey, well, they got to catch the fish regardless. So.
And that's what we didn't touch on that, man. You know, telling out people spots. The river, iguana, whatever, you know. It's going to be tough. I think it's going to be tough either way.
I'm fishing a brand new spot. That's how cold it's been for me lately. I'm going cold off the couch, spot that I've never fished before. I'm just going to wing it and have fun.
I tell you, somebody's got to have an advantage because Craig Van Brocklin just won that online tournament, didn't he? The redfish.
Well, you know, those are deceiving too. That's over a month, and you can fish whenever you want over that month.
Right.
So you can have 28 bad days and two good days and win an online tournament.
Yeah, I don't know which one you fished. The one I was in, you had to declare 3 days, and I waited to the last
That's different. I'm saying online tournaments, though, are, you know, that's kind of like Facebook. If you have a crappy day and you don't catch anything but yourself four times, you're not going to put that on Facebook.
Nope.
If you catch a nice fish, you put it on Facebook, everybody thinks all you ever do is catch nice fish.
Yep.
Which that ain't true either.
But it's on Facebook, so it's true.
It's got to be true. It's on Facebook. Yeah. No such thing as if it's not on Facebook, it's got to be real.
No, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, even when I have a bad day, I put it on there. I sat in the mud 4 hours last month.
I don't. I try to forget about the bad days.
Well, gentlemen, we enjoyed you guys being in here today. We got about another minute and a half. So, Mr. Hale, you got anything you want to put out there?
Well, the next thing, guys, we're working on, me and Joe are going to be working on, we have been contacted by a strange type of TV channel. So we're going to be looking at that, see if we can take the show and have it broadcasted. I don't quite understand it all yet, but we're going to see what happens with that.
Yeah, sounds good. I mean, you know, they tell me I've got a face for radio, but, you know, if you need a guest on the TV show, hit me up.
What I like about
at least one of us has one for TVs.
Okay. What I like about TV, you can bring in the lures and actually show them.
Yep.
We were broadcasting for a while, and I might try to, now I'm going to get back into it and then see if our camera works and everything.
Yep.
All right, guys, again, I do thank you also. I thank you everybody
for
listening. I thank everybody for all the notes on Facebook. It's been great talking to you.
And Anna said that she is ahead of Jim in the online tournament.
And she's going to beat me because I quit.
Good luck. Good luck, everybody, tomorrow.
All right, guys.
Good luck,
everybody. Please be careful out there. Y'all be safe tomorrow. Have fun on the tournament.
Catch
we'll
up,
talk
folks.
To y'all next week on the Gone Fishing Show. Good day.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark say goodnight. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. Saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.